Listener Production.
G'day there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Warnings this morning from WorkSafe Victoria over the dangers of farmer fatigue. March is reportedly a dangerous month for workplace fatalities in agriculture. Victorian sheep farmer Jack Armstrong says working longer hours can lead to burnout.
Take your time and do it properly and do it well so that you don't cause expensive damage to machinery and, more importantly, you don't damage yourself or others.
Landmark Investment is on the way to Gippsland with a new package set to benefit four projects across the region. Sport Minister Steve Demopoulos says Gippsland Regional Indoor Sports Stadium will be transformed.
There'll be four additional court upgrades, broadcast technology, there'll be change room upgrades, foyer upgrades and solar panels on the roofs.
Spring Street is confident a deal will be reached as frustrated ambos ramp up their industrial action. Yesterday, Victorian ambulances were plastered with campaign messages highlighting their fight for a better work-life balance. Our shared stories, celebrating together, is the theme of this year's Cultural Diversity Week activities taking place across Shepparton between now and Sunday. The full list of events and more information is available on the Council's website. Mayor Shane Sarley says it's a big week given the diversity of the community.
For those that aren't aware, around 15% of our population was born in a country other than Australia. So Cultural Diversity Week allows us to really showcase that. I mean, we could showcase our culture for months.
And chances are you'll be seeing a few burn-offs in the coming weeks as Forest Fire Management Victoria looks to take advantage of easing weather conditions. Checking the latest in sport now, and Gippsland United have turned their fortunes around in the Big V, dashing Altona's hopes 108-92 in the Round 1 action. It comes after United went down to Whittlesea the night before. Next weekend sees them face Chelsea at home, while the Shepparton Gators have a while to go before they get out on court after the men were promoted to the Championship Division. Their first game's underway on April 6.